Romans chapter 2. Look at verse number 1. When I got saved, God changed me.
You're right.
He changed me. I'm going to tell you something, young people. It's real.
Amen.
What I have is real.
Amen.
It's not religion. It's real.
Amen.
I know what He done in my life.
Amen.
Ask my wife what He done. She got a new husband.
Amen.
Man, Romans chapter 2. Let's look at verse number 4. It says, O despisest thou the riches of His goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing the goodness of God, leadeth thee to repentance. The goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. His goodness.
Yes, sir.
We preach, and I know, and I still believe that God is a God of judgment. God is holy, and He's righteous, and His righteousness and holiness demands judgment.
Right.
And we try to take that out of the Bible, and we don't preach it no more, but I know this is, God don't have to hang hell over you to get you to repent. God doesn't have to do that because God is good. I know that's kind of juvenile type thing, but I just mainly wanted to preach a little bit on the goodness of God. About if you don't want to get into it that, and get on the boat, that'll be fine. I'll just have a good time myself. And if you don't want to realize about how good God's been in your life, that's fine with me. I'm just going to praise His name whether anybody else praises His name. Amen. And I'm telling you, you get hear that song, and if that don't get you, there's something wrong with you tonight. Maybe you need to get born again and washed in the blood. But I know the day He saved me, I started whistling Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved, that saved, that saved the rich like me. And I'm telling you, kids, it's time for you to stop playing around and realize it's good to be saved. It's good to be saved. It's good to be saved. Hey, it's good. Amen. A Six Flags can't thrill you like Him. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, if it wasn't for God, I would not be anywhere but probably in hell with my back broke. But He saved my soul. The goodness of God. The goodness of God. The goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. Amen. We shouldn't have to preach all this other stuff. It should be the goodness of God. Oh, He ain't been good to me. You're breathing, ain't you? Amen. He ain't been good to me. He got you here, honey. He ain't been good to me. You got your mind tonight. I'm telling you, He's God tonight. I'm telling you, I thank God how good He's been to me. I just want to worship God. And if you don't, too bad. I'm going to do it, and you can just get left out. Amen. The goodness of God. 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 Lead us to repentance. Amen. He's good. I'm telling you, He's good, Corey. Amen. If God hadn't saved me, you wouldn't have a daddy tonight. But God saved me. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You ask my wife, the day it was not too long before she took her rings off and she said, that's it. We're getting a divorce. I don't have nothing to do with you. But I tell you, God moved in February 11th, 1996, and I got born again. Amen. The goodness of God. Woo! He's good. Amen. He's good. The goodness of God, Brother Jimmy. It was the goodness of God that sent a missionary to save your soul. Amen. To tell the gospel to you. Amen. Hey, if that didn't get you stirred up this morning when they got up here and Miss Lee C was... I'm to, woo! God's good. Amen. Did you not see her when she was saying, thank you, Lord, for saving me? She couldn't sing it because of the goodness of God. Amen. He's good. Brother Jimmy, he loved you so much that he sent a man to your country where they said he couldn't get in, where they said he'll never preach the gospel. He sent you the gospel. That's how good God is. Amen.
Amen.
Corey, he saw you and knew that you wouldn't have a daddy if God didn't save him. Amen.
Yeah, God.
He saw you, Connor and Kelsey, knowing that she wouldn't have, they wouldn't have a daddy. Thank God he saved me, man. Thank God he saved. Hey, this is the, I wouldn't want to be in any other crowd tonight. Thank God I'm saved. Y'all ain't got it yet. I'm going to back up and preach it. Let's back up and preach it again. The goodness of God. The goodness of God. The goodness of God. Lead us into repentance. Amen. Some of you can't shout. You say, I ain't going to shout. You did when Brother Jimmy hit that clay pigeon today. You did all week when you were out there yelling on the softball field or the volleyball court. You can yell, amen. Oh, but everybody would think I'm a nut. Thank God I'm a nut for Jesus, amen. The goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. Kids, I'm telling you, he's so good. We can't even describe how good he is. There ain't no preacher can get up here and tell you how good God is. We don't have the vocabulary. The only thing the angels could say was worthy. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. But you can't even get your hand up and say, worthy. Worthy. He's worthy. Where would you be tonight if God hadn't saved your parents? Amen. Where would you be tonight if God hadn't reached down and saved your parents? Where would you be tonight if God hadn't touched Brother Tim's heart? Amen. Thank God. The goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. Some of you boys ain't got it. Let me back up. I'm going to back up and preach that again. The goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. The goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. John Ross, the goodness of God. Brother Andrew, the goodness of God. Brother Cole, Brother Matthew. Oh, the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance.
Yes,
worthy.
Yes,
worthy. He not worthy? I mean, Paul over here. Romans chapter 1, I mean, he laid it on the line. He was saying how wicked and vile they were. He got to Romans chapter 2, and they were all trying to judge all of the crowd in Romans chapter 1. He looked over and rebuked them. He said, you're doing the same thing they're doing. Then he gets down and he says, the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. Three things, and then I'm going to sit down and quit. Number one, the goodness of God got me out of that pit. I'm telling you, I was in a pit. I know, I mean, I'm telling you, I was in a pit. You say you cry all the time. I know where I was when God got me, amen. I grew up in religion all my life. I cursed God for 27 years. Thank God he kept knocking on my heart, amen. Thank God he didn't turn me away. Thank God he kept saying, come, 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 come. And thank God, February 11, 1996, I shucked off all the pride and I came to him. And sure enough, he took me in, amen. Hey, I'm going to tell you something, kids. You say, well, yeah, he had a hard life. You should be the first ones getting up and shouting tonight. Hey, you've been in church all your life. You got the goodness of God in your life. He's put the goodness of God in your life. You've seen God move. You've seen God work. You should be the one standing up saying, hey, preacher. Hey, preacher. I'm glad God saved my soul. The goodness of God. The goodness of God. I mean, we were in a pit. Hey man, if you've never seen yourself a sinner, hey man, you're still lost. I'm telling you, I remember the day I got saved. I knew Jesus Christ had died for my sins. They told me that all my life, Brother Ben. They told me all that stuff, Brother Ben. But February 11, 1996, God wasn't hanging for the world. He was hanging for me, amen. He was bleeding for me. He was dying for me. And the Bible says, how can you neglect such a great salvation? That day I couldn't neglect it no more. That day I got born again and washed in the blood. The pit, amen, he pulled me out of. Hey, we look all right right now. If you had seen some of us. If you had seen, hey, kids, you say, well, Brother Tim's got it going. I mean, boy, look at Brother Tim, or look at Brother David, or look at Brother Scott, or Brother Linton, or look at Brother Jimmy. Hey, he had to reach way down to get us, amen. Hey, I'm telling you, I was a lost as a duck in a hellstorm, and yet Jesus came by anyway, amen. Boy, that verse, what is man that God is mindful of him? Amen. And the Son of Man visit him. I cannot believe that. But it's just something about that verse. I can't get my mind. Why would God love somebody like me? Amen. Well, I deserved his love. No, you didn't. You deserved his justice. Amen. But he gave you mercy. Amen. I mean, the Psalm chapter 40 verse 2 said, he brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and he established my going. Thank God he just didn't save me. He established my going. Amen. He didn't leave me down. I'm telling you, woo, I'm God's good. Amen. Hey, y'all ain't got that yet. You and some of you boys ain't got that. Y'all looking like this.
Right.
Hey, I'm going back up and preach it again. God is good. Amen. The goodness of God lead us into repentance. Amen. I'm telling you, thank God for Jesus Christ. Amen. The pit you got pulled out of. Hey, go back and remember where you were when God saved you. Amen. I mean, God's been that good to us. God's been that good. He's been that good. He's been that good. Look this way. Amen. Look this way. Hey, God is good. He's good. He pulled us out. Amen. Well, Tim, he should have left me there. I'm going to tell you why. Because he knew who I would be after he saved me. He knew all the meanness I would do after I got saved. He knew how I would deny him after I got saved. He knew how I wouldn't do what he told me to do after I got saved. Amen. It's the goodness of God, Gerald, that somebody like David loved you enough to tell you, amen, and do all he could to get you to this camp, amen. It's the goodness of God, Gerald, in your life. It's the goodness of God. Grace, you could have been born in any kind of family, but God put you in Brother Tim's family. When's the last time, and I'm not picking on you, you got on your knees and thank God for a Christian family? I'm going to tell you something. My boys have never seen me drunk. They've never had to see me walk in and beat Miss Tanya. Amen. They've never seen me on dope. Amen. They've never seen needle marks on me. Why? Because he pulled me out of the pit. Amen. He saved my soul. Amen. They've never seen that. All they've ever known is the goodness of God in their life. All they've ever known is being around the right stuff. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That's all they've ever known is the goodness of God. Amen. That's all they've ever known. Hey, you listen to me. Some of you are just like this girl. You don't realize the goodness of God. Amen. And you don't realize how good God's been to you. You don't realize it. Amen. You don't realize what God's done for you in your life. Why can't we praise him? Why can't we lift him up? Why can't we say, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb? He's good, amen. He's good. He's good. Lift your voice and he's God, amen. The goodness of God. 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 What's your next point, preacher? The goodness of God. What's the next point? The goodness of God. Lead us into repentance. Amen. The goodness of God. The goodness of God. The goodness of God. What are you trying to say, preacher? The goodness of God. The goodness of God. Lead us into repentance. Lead us into repentance. God don't have to hang hell over us. He's good. He's worthy. He's worthy. The goodness of God. The goodness of God. Some of you boys ain't got it yet. Let me give you my third point. The goodness of God leads us into repentance. The goodness of God. Amen. It's only God's goodness. It's God is here tonight. In his presence. The goodness of God. The goodness of God. The goodness of God. The goodness of God. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy, Corey. He's worthy, Tuck. He's worthy. Amen. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. You say, well, this is a crazy message. All I got, the next point is, Brother Scotty, the goodness of God. The goodness of God. The goodness of God. Lead it to repentance. That's all I got. That's all my message. That's it. It's the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. Can I help you here, son? the goodness of God. The goodness of God, Cole. Look at some of these men that brought you. Boy, if you only knew what God... I'm talking about if you only knew. They can cry and they can shout. Why? Because one day they were in a pit. He reached down his hand and lifted them up. The goodness of God. The goodness of God. The goodness of God. What's your point? The goodness of God. The goodness of God. Some of you don't realize the goodness of God. What are they doing at the altar? The goodness of God. Why are they crying at the altar, preacher? The goodness of God. Why is my 9-year-old boy sitting on the front row crying? The goodness of God. Why? The goodness of God. Some of you missing it. Some of you saying, what's he talking about? The goodness of God. Corey, he's good. He's worthy. You know what? It's good to see my kids see God. It's good to see my kids see God. Jeffrey, he's good. Why would he give you a second and third chance to get right? Because he's worthy. He's worthy. Some of you don't know the backgrounds of some of these kids at the altar, but I do. You don't know what home life they come out of, but I do. Worthy is the Lamb. Some of you, I ain't going to that altar. Well, then don't go. Maybe God might not give you another chance, but I know something about God. He's good. The goodness of God. The goodness of God. Why don't we just do imitation? The goodness of God. He's here. I'm not going to kill this spirit. I'm telling you, God's told me what to do. The goodness of God. Some of you ain't made a trip all week. You ain't made a trip to an altar all week. You ain't made a trip to an altar all week. What are you waiting on? He's good. He's good, Corey. You need somebody to pray with you, Corey? Somebody come pray. How about it, boys? Y'all going to sit back and let all that God come through here? Huh? If God ain't dealing with your heart, stay in your seat. The goodness of God. He's worthy.